Shmuel Aleph, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Ches. So Shaul has rallied the people through a bunch of chopped up cows and gotten them to all come together to make war against Ammon for threatening the city of Yavesh Gilad and telling them, poke your right eyes out. Vayifkidem b'vazek. And so Shaul counted them at a place called Bezek. Vayu b'nei Yisrael, shlosh meos elef, v'ishyuhu d'shloshim elef. And the B'nai Yisrael who had come numbered 300,000, and the men of Yehuda numbered 30,000. Now, Klal Yisrael are counted, the Bamidbar Medrash Rabbah tells us, 10 times in Tanakh, two of which took place during the reign of King Shaul. Now, counting Klal Yisrael is always a difficult thing, and sometimes, often, a forbidden thing. We know when we're trying to count up for a minion, Hoshia Esamecha, we use a pasuk with 10 words. We try not to count out loud and point at everybody and say 1 through 10. Counting the tzibur is something that we are discouraged from doing. And Shaul did it here for a mitzvah, to get the army together. So Chazal say, actually, that we learn from Shaul that it's forbidden to count people needlessly because he counted them bebezek, or bebozek, as the pasuk says. And according to one major interpretation of that in the Gemara Yuma and in Rashi, is the idea that he counted them by using shards, a broken piece of earthenware. Each person took a piece of clay and put it down in the pile, and then the pile was counted rather than the people. So some of Chazal say that it was done by counting people through tokens rather than by counting people directly, because we are not supposed to do it. We know from David HaMelech that when a census is performed, it can lead to great plagues for Klal Yisrael. Some say that counting people brings upon the Ayin Hara. It is not something that one ought to do. It is something that is against the concept of us being uncountable, like the stars of the sky or the grains of sand on the beach. Also, we see later that Shaul counts Klal Yisrael a second time, a second census, in Shmuel Aleph Perek Tesvav, and we're going to see he uses bitulaim, he uses lambs to count them. So Shaul knew his rules very well, and he knew not to count people by heads. He counted them by other means, indirect means, so that way it wouldn't reflect badly or end up rebounding on Klal Yisrael. The B'nai Yehuda were always counted separately as the greatest of the warriors, as the tribe, which of course truly belongs as the Malucha, rather than Binyamin, although Shaul in these early days doesn't seem to be jealous of his reign and worried about Yehuda. But even then, Yehuda is unique and Yehuda stands out. And so they are counted separately as the great Giborim. Pasuk Tes, Vayomru Lamal Achim Haboim. And so they said, not Shaul, but they said to the messengers who had come from Yavesh Gilad, Ko Somarun Leish Yavesh Gilad. So should you say to the man of Yavesh Gilad, Machar Tielochem Teshua Kichom Hashamesh. Tomorrow will bring your salvation at the heat of the sun. So go back to the people, tell them their salvation is imminent. Say to the man, rather than the men, shows that they're informing the leaders, who will then spread the word throughout the city. And so the messengers returned, and they told the men of Yavesh the good news. And they rejoiced, and they were thrilled, as well they should. If they were the group that was being sarcastic to Shaul, they really have a lot to be grateful for right now, that Shaul has decided to turn around, not hold it against them, and instead to save them. The Shamesh, Kichom HaShamesh, the heat of the sun, the Mtutasian says, implies the hottest part of the day, when the sun is at its greatest strength, which is at noontime. So at the height of the day, you're going to be saved. Pasuk Yud, Vayomaru Anshe Yavesh, and so the men of Yavesh, the people of Yavesh Gilad said, sent a message to Nachash, the king of Ammon, Machar Netze Aleichem. Tomorrow we will go out to you. And this is a deliberately ambiguous message to Nachash. We will go out to you might mean, since it's the same Lashon Yetzeu, that we will come out, it might be the same Lashon that we're coming out to gouge our eyes out. It also might mean that they're coming out to wage war on him. They're coming out to engage him in battle. So they are being vague on purpose to be able to let him think whatever he wants. And then they made it even more elaborate by saying, you will do to us whatever pleases you. Do to us whatever is appropriate under the circumstances tomorrow. What they mean is, you'll do to us what you have to do. You'll have to make war against us whether you like it or not. But they're being very cagey, very careful not to be very explicit in what is going to happen. Yud Aleph, Vayihi Macharos, and it was the following day, Vayosem Shaul Es Ha'am Shalosha Roshim. Shaul divided the people into three divisions. Vayavo B'socha Machane Be'ashmaras HaBoker. And they entered into the camp the following morning. So expecting the Bnei Yisrael to surrender the next day, the Ammonim slept overnight. But Shaul divided his men into three groups anyway, so that he would see if they met any resistance, so one group might be successful where others might not, and they can get into the camp and start sowing all kinds of chaos as they make their way in there. So they attack simultaneously, B'socha Hamachane Be'ashmaras HaBoker, they attacked in the last watch of the night, the final 4 hours, Ashmores HaBoker, the pre-dawn watch is when they attacked, which is brilliant. Vayaku Es Amon Ad Chom Hayom, and they smote the Ammonites until the heat of the day, so it lasted all the way till noon. Vayihi Hanisharim Vayafutsu, and so the survivors scattered. Velo Nisharuvam Shnayim Yochad, and no two remained together. They fled in disarray. The ones who survived did so because they ran in different directions, far away from everybody else, and the Jews couldn't be bothered to kind of sweep up all the individual guys who were running away as fugitives. When there were any groups, those were completely massacred by the Jews, and the Ammon threat was completely dispersed.